everyone loves best. WBBX, Kingston.
By the Free Pentecostal Church of Herriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spake, 1050 Rome Street, Herriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
If you have a need today, or if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to give and to satisfy some of the needs that are coming in, you can call 882-7360. There's someone right now that's there that can answer your call, but you can call anytime during the week and leave a message. It's all right. It's my home phone number, and as soon as I get that call, then I'll return your call and get with you on that. And we'd like to go to the Lord tonight in prayer and ask that this important message that I'm about to bring forth would be received by the people that hear it tonight. Father, dear Lord, we just pray this night. We thank you for everything that you've done, and dear Lord, I pray that dear Lord, even as it says in the Bible, that your word would go forth and it would not return unto you void, Father. But dear Lord, that it'll be a blessing to everyone that hears it tonight, Father. And dear Lord, that through the word, dear Lord, that you can open people's eyes and let them know the truth of God tonight, Father. Dear Lord, I pray that you would satisfy every need that we've tried to work out, Father. And dear Lord, I pray that even where the word, dear Lord, does not reach through these airways, Father, that, dear Lord, you would move on those people. Dear Lord, that by your grace and by your saving power, you would move through the streets tonight, Father. And dear Lord, that you would save by your mighty hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's important to keep in prayer. It is important. And that is just one part about being a Christian, is to keep in prayer and to keep your contact line open to God. Because everything that we do, we must get it from the Lord. A lot of things people try and do on their own, and they just go wandering off in left field. And I've done it before, and I know many people in this county has done it before, and many of my brothers and sisters out there in the Lord. But I want to tell you that keeping an open prayer line to God and just keeping the communications open and keeping the phone, the phone line to God open, that just, it works wonders in a person's life. Now, this morning I talked about the kingdom of God and how a person can receive that kingdom of God. And to clear up matters, we went through and we found Romans 14:17, which said specifically what the kingdom of God really is. And I'll just read that scripture now. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, and I want to tell you today that when you get those three things working in your life, the righteousness and the peace and the joy in the Holy Ghost, then that can be an assurance to you that you're in right standing with God. Through that prayer, you can work with God, and you can receive from the Lord, and you can offer your prayers up to God. But to make sure your life is right in line, you need to make sure that you're walking in the kingdom of God, which is, as Romans chapter 14 and verse 17 says, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now this morning we were talking about how you can receive the kingdom of God, but I'd like this is an important message to me that I think it should be taught and should be brought forth, because there are many people out there that are deceived tonight, thinking that they're on the right road, and really they're heading down the path to destruction. Oh, and I want to tell you today, you need to get back in right standing with God and in the right paths with God, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, but wide, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction and to death, and we all know where that place is. Amen. Alright, well, now we're going to turn first to Luke 9 and verse 62. It's important to know that once you're in the kingdom of God, once you're there, it is possible for you to turn around and walk away from it. And I've had people that will fight me to the gills on this one, but I want to tell you that the Bible says that you cannot be plucked out of God's hands. But why do you think it's so that the Bible also says that watch and pray that you be not led away into temptation? Because even though when you stand in the loving arms of God and you have His, you're standing in His hand and you're in that secret place, you're still vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. Why else would the devil be still trying to come upon you and still trying to attack you if he couldn't get you? Because the Bible says to watch and pray that you be not led away. Because I want to tell you, friend, the walk of a Christian life is not just a one-time experience at the altar of a church, but it's a life that we have to continue living in and to continue therein. Because it's important that we are in that state of mind where we have an open line to God, to where we have the kingdom of God within our midst, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It's important that all things are that way, that a person is ready, because one day Jesus is going to come and going to bust through that eastern sky, and He's going to bring home His people. He's going to call them forth from this world, and He's going to bring them out of this place. But now this is like I said, it's an important message to me, and I know it just needs to go forth, because so many people think that once they've had that one-time experience at the altar, that they're set for life. Oh, but you got to watch and pray. Now, there in Luke 9 and verse 62, Jesus said that no man, having put his hands to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. A person can look back on their old life, and the devil can make it look real good to them, to the point to where they're even saying, well, why am I trying to walk this walk with God? I mean, the world just looks so good. And a person can take their hands away from the plow and go back into the world. Oh, my friend, that is something that you need to watch out for, because the devil will be on your back. When you say that sinner's prayer and your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, you have just declared war on the devil, is what you've done. The devil is going to come at you in every form and fashion, and he's going to try you and pull you out of that position with God. But you need to stay there, and you need to stick with it. Because there, all right, now let's turn to Matthew chapter 7 and start with verse 21. See, when Jesus comes back and receives his people to himself, there is going to be a judgment day. And in Revelation, God sits on the white throne. It's called the Great White Throne Judgment. When God is going to separate his people, he's going to put his people on the left, and the people he doesn't know he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Let's just read that. I'm starting to get ahead of myself here. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. Jesus said, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And I will profess unto them, and say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Oh, now that verse has been preached a lot, and it's been a good, fiery message to be preached in some churches. And I've known it that it would bring conviction on a lot of people, and many people would be saved because of the words there. That the fact that there is going to be a time coming when God is going to judge the sinners. But I want to tell you, I want to take a closer look at this verse today. There it says, not everyone that comes to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, not all of them will enter the kingdom of heaven. Now the sinners do not go to God and cry, Lord, Lord. The Bible says, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord, the same shall be saved. But here it says, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. Well, what's the difference here? It says that in my name, or they'll say that in my name they've done many wonderful works. And in my name, they cast out devils, they prophesied in my name, and many things there in Luke and in other places. There's a different list just about in every place of the things that they're going to try and say, well, God, we've done these things for you. And God, we've tried, you know, we've done all these works for you, and we've cast out devils in your name. And we've done, the Bible says that to do those things, that you have to have the Holy Ghost and the gifts of the Holy Ghost, which they're listed in 1 Corinthians. But, I mean, like the casting out of the devils, prophesying, and all those are gifts of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that you get the Holy Ghost after you've been saved. Jesus said you'll receive the Holy Ghost not many days hence after they were saved. And it crossed my mind, and God just laid it on my mind one day. How can a person that's been quote-unquote saved, that has been baptized in the Holy Ghost and with fire, and have even been active in the gifts to where they've cast out devils and where they've prophesied and where they've done many wonderful works. How is it possible that at the judgment seat of God, Jesus is going to look to them and he's going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. It's just incredible to think that something like that is even possible. But that's why you've got to continue therein, my friend, because he that hath taken the plow and put it in his hands and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Watch and pray that you be not led away into temptation. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 43 says, Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. He was talking to a bunch of hypocrites at that time that didn't believe that certain things should be done on certain days, and you shouldn't do works for God at certain times, and this, that, and the other. And they tried to put limitations on God, and they tried to say this and that. But he says that Jesus said you have to bear the fruit of the kingdom of God to enter therein. Now the fruit. Let's talk about fruit for a little while. Galatians chapter 5 and verses 19 to 22 talks about fruit, both good and bad. I'll start reading there in verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, other such like, the which I tell you before, as I have told you in the past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Some people claim that once you're saved, you're always saved. And you know that there's no way you could be lost again. But here the Bible says that if you go back and you do those works of the flesh, and you bear the fruit of the flesh, which is idolatry, fornication, the whole list, the Bible says that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That there is a doctrine out that once you're saved, or once you have said a prayer and thrown some tears on the altar, that there is no way that the devil can get you. And that is a lie of the devil. He's trying to put up some kind of front to where he can trick some people to start doing these things and then just walk right out of the kingdom of God. And I tell you what, I know as sure as my name is David that I have declared war on the devil, because such a thing, it just must be taught and it must be preached. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Those are the things what we must do to stay in this close walk with God. There are certain things we must do to stay in a close walk with God. Excuse me. Oh, well, let me tell you. A person out there, I'm sure that there's probably some folks out there that are confused right now. Well, I don't even know if I'm in the kingdom or not. Let me tell you, my friend, this is the way that you know that God has redeemed you, or he shall redeem you at that day of judgment, that he will separate you and put you on his hand where the sheep is at. How do you know that you're going to come into the kingdom of God? Because Romans 14:17 says the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you have those three things increasing in your life, and you're walking closer and closer to God every day, then you know that God is gonna bring you away from those fiery flames, and you will not be cast into that burning flame of fire. Well, I know that there's some folks out there thinking, well, Christians don't do that. Christians don't go out and commit these sins. They really... Second Chronicles, that's in the Old Testament, Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. See, there was some sin for those people that were doing those wicked things. There was sin there that was not forgiven. and sin will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And my message to you today is that you don't be deceived of the devil. Don't be led away into temptation, but stand firm and declare war on the devil. Hebrews chapter 12, starting with verse 1, says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run the race with patience." Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And it looks like this time, that this message is about to come to a finish, because my time is about up. Oh, but I want to tell you, don't forget that message. All right, now also don't forget these few announcements that I'm going to make. I said this morning, and I goofed up, I messed up, the service this tomorrow night has not been canceled. Now, tomorrow morning at the Free Pentecostal Church, we won't be having early morning service because there's going to be a special singing service from 3 o'clock to 5:30. The Pentagrass Singers are going to have their 28th year anniversary there at the building to where they first opened up their group. And if you heard the service the broadcast this morning, you heard some of the songs that you're going to be hearing, and oh, there are just a blessing to hear and to listen to. Well, be sure after you go to church, wherever you go, and go have your lunch, just come by from 3 o'clock to 5:30 and just enjoy sort of fellowship with this good gospel music that you're going to hear. Well, I have to go now, so until next time, keep in mind John chapter 4 and verse 24, which says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth."
This has been the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spade, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748.